Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and jump in. I want to spend a little time today talking about the CMUF and give you a quick update on where we are with the current CMUF, and then also get some participation from this group that's in this room, whether intentionally or by accident, trying to finish your meal. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Yes, Nithya. That would be great. Yeah. I think I'm going to go ahead and start. Otherwise, we'll just be waiting for forever. But we'll let everybody catch up to where we are. So just real quick, my name is Matt Keller. I'm with CoreSec Security. But I'm also with a group of folks that raised their hands and said, we'd like to try to move the CMUF, the cryptographic module users forum, further along and see what we can make the organization become. So I want to start just briefly and tell you a little bit about who we are, and we're still defining some of that, and it's still a piece that we're looking for input on, but just real briefly, we are the Cryptographic Module Users Forum. The idea was to gather folks from both labs and consultants, from product vendors, from government agencies, and quite frankly, anyone else interested in cryptographic module validations, maybe from academia or somewhere else, to come together and be able to exchange ideas, but also work together to improve the different standards that are out there. Some of this was born after the first ICMC, where a group of us had been talking right after a common criteria set of meetings where there's a common criteria users forum, and we said, why isn't there something like that in the cryptographic module world? Especially because it almost seems like it's more needed in that there's so many different cryptographic module programs out there. And with all the different programs, it would be good to have a way to consolidate those groups together and get them all talking. And so the initial idea, like I said, was right after the first ICMC, and then following that, the first meeting was held a month after that, just saying who's interested, who wants to get together. Then over the course of time, that initial group that was working to put the CMUF together drafted a governance that it spells out how the group could run, and the small group that has been the CMUF over that time voted that governance into place. But the governance isn't really strict at this point, and I think there's a lot more we could do to improve that. But that's kind of the history. Where we are right now, there's about 200 people on an email distribution list, and quite honestly, that's about where we are as a maturity of a group. We have a distribution list of about 200 folks that have said they're interested. We have just recently stood up a bulletin board area that's going to be like a collaboration area, at least to start with, that allows us to do a couple different things. I'll talk a little bit more about that. But there are about 200 folks involved in this. And interestingly enough, yes, the vendors, labs, consultants, and government entities are all represented in that group. So we are achieving that goal right now. Here's our mission statement. You guys can read it 10 times faster than I can read it out loud. But the key points here are working together towards worldwide recognition of certifications, of cryptographic certifications. There's still a goal of certify once and be recognized in multiple places. And I think we saw some presentations in this room earlier today about kind of an international CMVP, and that's something the CMUF would, of course, be very interested in. There's also the group is there to set up different technical working groups to move things forward, either work with government agencies or try to solve some problems in our space. And likewise, we're also trying to advocate for viable policies, policies that can be met by product vendors, but also that make sense and address the needs of the end customers that are purchasing these validated products. And then finally, there's an effort just to provide information for how product vendors and end purchasers can justify the time and effort and cost put into these standards and this validation programs so they do continue to flourish. We believe there's real value in them, but sometimes it's hard to convince internal within a product vendor company, sometimes it's hard to convince them to move forward with certifications or even purchasers to justify the need for those different accreditations. So where are we right now? Well, as an organization, like I said, we have this distribution list, and we're still trying to figure out where we're going exactly, and that's why I think it's an interesting time to be involved, as we are literally figuring out what the CMUF will do and where we're heading. We are sponsors of this event, so we're one of the named sponsors, so we have that going for us. That was a little bit of a freebie toss to us, admittedly. It's not like we paid for that sponsorship. We have a defined governance that is in place. We have a steering committee that we just recently put together. I don't want to make it sound more official than it is. Quite honestly, we were on a series of calls, and we just asked for people to raise their hand or to say that they're willing to put forth some effort to move this group forward. And we had a group of about six or seven people that said, yes, I'm willing to be a part of that effort pushing this forward to try to define what this could be. So while I put a name on it, it really is just a group of, it's a ragtag group right now trying to figure out what we're going to go do. Yes, exactly. Because ultimately, this thing doesn't go anywhere unless people start putting in some time. And so admittedly, one of the things I had said was, it is our time and effort, or your company's volunteering time, or you volunteering your personal time, to move this forward. That's really what's going to happen to make this a real thing and have it go somewhere. So right now, we're doing monthly meetings, and I will schedule a meeting for the month of November in the next week or two. And the general membership meeting is literally just a call in, what's going on, sharing information between other entities. Did you hear about this, or did you see this presentation, or did you see the latest IG about this, and giving a place for that dialogue so that we can kind of share that information and all mutually benefit from it. And then we've also just recently, like I said, stood up the CMUF forum, which is essentially a bulletin board area. I can get you all the login credentials and anything. In fact, there's my email address and everything will be at the end of this. Just email me and we can get you the way to log into that. We'd like to get more of our members on that bulletin board because it gives us a way of sharing information, exchanging ideas, and talking about what we're doing moving forward. Because there are some interesting things that happen this week that we can move forward with. So that's kind of where we are now as an organization. Like I said, some good things happened this week. So the steering committee met with the CMVP yesterday, and we had a very productive discussion. It's all initial discussions, but it's a very productive discussion in that the CMVP is very receptive to the idea of working with the CMUF. They are interested in a relationship where there is mutual benefit, where we can work towards things together. There are cases where they're open to hearing constructive criticism, feedback on different things, new IGs potentially, even maybe reviewing preliminary IGs before they're published. And so with that, it looks like there's a chance for some good interaction. Now, what that means, though, is if the CMVP has a request for us to take on a task, the CMUF, to work on something for them or to help them out with something, it's our chance to contribute directly to future implementation guidance or templates or other things they want to put out there. So it gives us a chance to contribute, or the larger industry to contribute, but they're also getting some labor out of it. So there is a reason that works on both sides. So we agreed yesterday that we should meet again in person when we do this again in May. So we'll have the ICMC in May. We'll meet again in person, and we'll see where we're going with this. But it was nice that there was such strong interest. But then we also said, well, what can we do that's concrete right now? Can we take something small and go have a success where we could see how the two groups could work together? And so, yes, the CMVP did come up with two things that they thought would be helpful. And so they've asked us to work on two projects. So the CMUF is going to stand up two working groups to address some help out the CMVP with a couple items. The first one is there's been a lot of discussion around implementation guidance 7.7, and they want some help with the changes in the rollout and defining what the changes would need to be, not just to the implementation guidance, but also the recent changes that have been discussed, what it would look like to roll that through the rest of the implementation guidance as well. So are there other places in the standard or other places in the IGs that need to change based on some of the recent discussions? For anybody that's wondering about exactly what I'm talking about for IG 7.7, I can't answer that question. I'm actually not involved in that discussion. I just know that they had a change, they wanted some help, but I'm sure there's some other folks here that could answer what that was. The second working group then that will be stood up is a group that's going to focus on putting together a template for security policies. It's something that the CMVP has wanted for a long time. It's something that a number of consultants like CoreSec have in place, but it's also something a lot of labs have as well. And so there was a goal for not just putting together a single template to allow quick evaluation and quick understanding of the material that's in there so it's always consistent. But there's also a new focus on making sure that the end purchasers of these products, evaluated products, can have good information within that security policy. So there's a real goal of not just revamping it so it's helpful for the labs to find information or the CMVP to find the information they want, but really with a focus on the end users, because that's the whole reason that thing is publicly published anyways. And so there's an interest in that. And so the CMUF said, yes, we will stand up a group and help out with this. So the plea I want to make to you all is we have CMVP's attention. We have a chance to go do something and work together, a chance to kind of help set the direction for the way that CMVP is going with a couple things. What we need is people to help out. Because again, nothing goes anywhere unless we volunteer time. So let me just say, please, please, when you see in the next week or two announcements coming out for this work group getting stood up and a call for volunteers, we really appreciate your help in getting these efforts moving forward. So, oh yes, Nithya. Absolutely. So yeah, I think there's a number of drivers there, and so there many different parties could benefit from this. So then the question is, well, where should we go from here? So like I said, we've had some recent success. The meeting was productive with the CMVP, but that's just one cryptographic module entity. There are many others. So specifically mentioning the Korean CMVP, the Japanese CMVP, and other countries that are using the ISO 19790 right now. I know Turkey is one, and I'm trying to remember some of the other countries, but it's Spain as well. So we'd like to start to set up some relationships there as well, but this might just be a Matt Keller idea. I don't know. So the thing I wanted to turn around and ask this larger group that's here right now, and I would love to some discussion here. We have 20, 30 minutes or so that we can have this room, is I'd love to know ideas on where you think the CMVP can go. Like I said, recent success, we have something small to work on now, but I would love to hear your thoughts on what else we should be doing, either it's short-term organization building or longer-term vision for what the CMUF could be doing. Any thoughts? Steve. Yes.
So I think one thing, just engaging with CMVP in the past is maybe just, I missed the meeting with them and I apologize, but just trying to look what we can do as a community to actually contribute to maybe making their, frankly, just trying to make their lives a little bit easier. So where some of the bandwidth, so one example is I've been working with Jennifer Cockra on, they have an initiative where they're trying to put out a security policy template.
Oh.
And vendors can use it or not use it, but at least it's
Yes.
I've taken on kind of one talk that I'm doing for the Keys and CSP stable.
Okay.
To start. Mm-hmm. But obviously, I'd like input here from folks here as well. But maybe the way I'm framing it with them is, hey, how can we kind of get better clarification and kind of help you guys? Because their bandwidth is limited, is from what they're telling us. I know we're all busy as well, but that might foster a better working relationship and trust, you know, to kind of then we can start feeling like we're, you know, we're at the table with them, and then we can start maybe influencing some policy decisions once we kind of help them out a little bit.
Oh, no, absolutely, absolutely. I think that's exactly where we're trying to go, and I know it's not fair. You stepped in a little later. That's actually something we talked to them about, and we're going to try to stand up a working group focused directly on that, writing that template exactly. And so that's great that you've already kind of started thinking about an area where some improvements can be made. I know they have a real focus on trying to improve that. So, yeah, absolutely. And I love that idea, too. I want to make sure that what we are doing is building the rapport before... we try to just say, here's how we go fix everything in FIPS. It's, well, no, okay, let's build some rapport, and then we're able to slowly discuss things. One of the examples I used the other day was with the CCUF. There was a whole series of meetings that were held, you know, every 6 months or so, and it was a lot of just, what can we do for you? What could we be doing for you? And then slowly, and there hasn't been dramatic change there, there's been a lot more dialogue in the CC world than there ever has before. So I think that's helped.
No. Because I had some other commitments, but I was going to talk to you. I was trying to find you, Matt.
Oh, perfect.
I definitely, because I've already discussed.
Well, Jennifer, can see what it does in a pub when there's a lot of people around.
Yeah, everybody heard. He's the chair, so he's going to move forward with it.
Well, let me find out the details.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what the commitment, but no, I mean, I've already had some dialogue, so I'm already kind of, you know, making some headway there. So I obviously, we're all busy people. I'll help as much as I can, but I probably can't do it all on my own.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to bite off more than I can chew and do a terrible job at it. So what I've done so far is I'm working on this keys and CSPs kind of thing to get them to bless them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to kind of, I was actually going to try to publish them on your forum if possible.
Oh, perfect.
And let you guys contribute and give me some feedback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then build upon it where we think we need to make changes and go from there.
Yeah. I think we could try to figure out the best logistics or mechanics, I guess, for it. But yeah, I like the idea of coming up with some suggested changes or the way we might want to do something, having a discussion, and then trying to produce something that we can physically show to them. I think that makes a lot of sense to kind of have a staged approach.
But this is based on what they've already done, too.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. So I'm working with them on it, but so there's a 2011 draft. It has been distributed to the labs. It might be a little dated now because there's been new IGs that have come out. That is freely available. Anybody, I can give it to you if you give me your email address. But what I'm working on with Jennifer is I was hoping, so I've got some initial feedback from them on this one particular table that would go on a security policy. But what I'm still doing is I'm going through iterations and getting them feedback. So she's doing the same thing in the background with the security policy. I'm not certain. She's going to be a part of my talk. So I'm like canvassing for people to come to my talk. she's going to discuss it there and her progress and what's so. Come to my talk. No. So she's going to discuss it there. I'm not sure if they're ready to share it yet because they might get more feedback than they're willing to necessarily.
No, that's good to know. And I think, Ryan, you made a really good point in there, which is just admitting that we're all busy people And it really is the pooled resources. If one of us tries to go off and just work on this and try to coordinate everything, it becomes very burdensome. But having a person in place to kind of coordinate efforts and then splitting up pieces, just give us ideas on section one or just give us ideas on a different way to do section five, that kind of distribution of work is what this type of group, I think, does well. Everybody has a little bit of time. As long as we have some key organizers that will take a leadership step and say, okay, I can run that group, and put some organization to it, then I think you have a lot of resources that are there. And a great reviewing group, too, because, hey, here's a draft or here's an idea, and putting it out to a larger group. Since we've had so much success with the idea of starting our working group here for the template, let me just spin over real quick and ask somebody that knows a little bit more about IG77 and what changes they were talking about. Can anybody just brief us real quick on what that was and what might be involved in that work group?
We do not know the details yet. So the postal indicated that they want to update IG77. It's the only IG that has diagrams in it. So it's the only implementation guidance that has diagrams in it. It talks about key transfer between different types of embodiments. So you have an embedded module working in a PC, maybe you're loading keys from a USB key loader or something like that. And CFPB believes it is a bit dated, and they would like us to take a swipe at updating it. Mm-hmm. What we could not get during the meeting was at a high level was what is it that they're looking to update it to? What are the parameters that they want us to look at? So that's something that once the dust settles here, I think so we should go back to a postal and say,
yeah.
Okay,
okay, excellent. So if you have a particular interest in that area, certainly let me know as well, because we have an opening for someone to try to take that and move that forward, particularly if you're a hardware vendor that all the IG might explicitly apply to. I think they'd appreciate the industry insight. Oh. Okay, so we'll look for that as well. Tammy, did you have something?
I wanted to ask about should the CMUF, the first bullet there, building relationships with other crypto module certification entities.
Yeah.
So what did you have in mind? What sort of progress do you think that you might be able to make as a group?
Yeah, so this is something I don't know how much the CMUF cares about and how much Matt Keller cares about, but one of the things that's been on my mind a lot is the international crypto and all the various things, and we just heard two presentations in this room about trying to solve that. And one of the things I kept thinking was, well, if there was an organization that was already having discussions with the JCMVP and the Korean CMVP and CMVP as well, you can't help but start to bring people together or make sure they're aware of what everybody's doing or to bounce things back around and, hey, we're doing it like this. Can you do something similar? So I was wondering if, just like the CMVP, we've reached out and tried to say, hey, will you work with us? Will you open a discussion? I like the idea of trying to open those line of communications with these other agencies, because I think everybody could benefit if there's an entity trying to kind of harmonize them some. And I don't know if that will actually happen, but I think it starts with dialogue. So many things just start with conversations, and I personally don't have those relationships. I don't have contacts in the JCMBP and all that, but I know some of the labs do, and I know certainly there's ways to reach out. So in my mind, it would be nice to have somebody that was interested in trying to forge some of those relationships and maybe just at least get contact information so that we can start a dialogue. But I think that's more my thoughts than a group as a whole. Exactly. Yeah. No, I agree. Nithya?
So you said we have 200 members.
Yes.
And do we know how many of them use or interested in VP versus JSU VP or whatever?
At
are they all CMVP?
There's a good chance that there's mostly CMVP interest at this point, although we've had another meeting like this a year ago at the ICMC, and there were some other labs that were represented that aren't CMVP labs. So I know there's at least one lab that was a JCMVP lab that's on that distribution list. But no, there's honestly, it's a list of names and emails at this point, so there's not a lot of content there. As we transition people over to the bulletin board that Steve set up, we can at least gather a little bit more information, and then I'll have a lot better picture and be able to tell you more about what that demographic looks like. I can tell you right now there's 20, 30 some people that are on the bulletin board, so that's a much smaller group than the 200 people that are on the distribution list at this point. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. They register, they say they are for interested in CMVP or JCMVP or whatever.
I'll see if I can have a profile so we can actually box.
Yeah, that'd be really nice from our data collection, and then if we can get Bill doing the same thing for the ICMC, it will be interesting to see. Yes. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
I don't know what time we'll be starting to sound
cool. Yeah. So he said that the next set of sessions will start at 1:55. So we have just a little over 10 minutes. So maybe now is a good time to go ahead and wrap up this piece of the conversation. But as it says down there, please log in to the CMUF forum, the MyBB, My Bulletin Board site that we've set up. If you haven't done so, if you're on that large distribution list, you've got an email from me telling you all about how to do it. If you need that email again, or you're new to the group and would like those details, all of my information is right over here. You can get a hold of me, and I'll get you all the credentials and everything you need. There is a kind of a two-step authentication process in there. To get logged in. But please use that site to contribute other things, because the CMUF can be anything we want it to be, and the folks that are willing to put forth some effort can help us steer in a lot of different ways. So you can actually steer a group of people to focus on something by standing up and being a leader in that space. So please contribute to the forum. Please look for meeting invites to our monthly meetings. And please find a way to volunteer a little bit of your time, because like we were discussing with the thing with Ryan, with the security policy template, a little bit of time helps out and it starts to accumulate together. And I think there's a lot we can do. So please join today. Yes, Chris. That sounds great. Let me tell you my idea. You guys tell me whether this makes sense. My plan is to convene a meeting of that steering committee that met with the CMVP and talk about next steps specifically. How do we move forward? Whatever we need to do in the next 6 months, kind of going up to the next ICMC, what do we need to do? What are the logistics? In addition, I would like to keep the monthly larger group meeting going just to keep discussions. And we can also, anybody on the steering committee can also update what's been going on or what conversations we've had as we move along. So that's kind of my thought, is I feel like we need a smaller group of people to kind of put some mechanics in place for how these things will work. And I think the steering committee is probably the right place to put that. Does that make sense? Concerns? Okay, perfect. Well, I thank you all for taking part of your lunch. I know your lunch got shortened, so I appreciate you making some time for this. And happy to talk with anybody about the CMUF for the rest of the conference. Enjoy.